This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A new chamber opera, a collaboration between a single librettist and four composers, and taking on important issues of social justice, will be the centerpiece of this year's John Donald Robb Composers Symposium. The opera, Monday evening, April 7th, is right in the middle of the six-day symposium, which will take over venues all around Albuquerque and the UNM campus. With us is the co-director of the Robb Symposium, UNM Assistant Professor of Composition, Peter Gilbert. Peter, first of all, the symposium is hosted by the University of New Mexico's Robb Trust, but all events are open to the public.
Everything is open to the public, and all of our events are free. Concerts, lecture concerts, we have interdisciplinary panels and discussions, and we have workshops for musicians, performers, composers, all these things going on throughout the day and in the evenings from April 5th to April 10th.
Now, this chamber opera, it's really a way of talking about how the arts can be a part of important discussions about social issues.
Well, what attracted us to the opera first were the wonderful composers who were responsible for the music, but its subject matter, which is the personal stories of Mexican women who are victims of human trafficking, brought us into a much broader kind of discussion and has really set the tone for what the symposium is about, which is the intersection of arts and social consciousness. So as we prepare to do this opera, we're assembling around it a collection of discussions about both the specifics of human trafficking and also the broader question about how the arts play a role in commenting on social matters, how they play into our sense of who we are and how we establish identity, and broader interdisciplinary topics like that.
Let's talk a little bit more about the chamber opera itself. You're bringing in a very distinguished soprano who's going to be the sole performer on stage for this.
Susan Narucki is a Grammy-winning soprano, one of the leading stars of contemporary vocal performance in this country. She performs in front of a media wall. It's going to be a really engrossing performance. We're going to have a panel of experts discuss the realities of trafficking right here in New Mexico, and then the opera is going to be there to bring it home in a very personal and emotional way.
And will the composers be in attendance?
We have three of the four composers who are going to be guests of the symposium. Lei Liang, who's a Chinese composer who teaches at the University of California, San Diego. Hilda Paredes, one of Mexico's finest composers. And Heber Vasquez, also a wonderful Mexican composer. All three of them will be joining us. They will not only be in attendance for the opera, we will have a number of their works played that week, and they will also be giving talks and master classes for our students.
This is your second year of leading the symposium with your mm-hmm. wife, Carola Obermüller. One of the things that you're doing is mixing in to this musical event other disciplines as well. Why was that important?
The symposium is such a rich historical resource for our community, for our campus, for our state. We want to make sure that it's affecting positively as much of that community as it can. So we have a lot of really special events that go beyond just our normal musical paradigm.
Composer Peter Gilbert, along with Carola Obermüller, leads the 2014 John Donald Robb Composers Symposium, April 5th through April 10th in Albuquerque and on the UNM campus. For a complete festival schedule, visit robtrust.org. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.